Okay, so you did something today that I think is a little unprecedented. Tell me what you did and why.
Today we put up online video footage of officers being assaulted by detainees. We'd previously put up video footage that showed officers who had maybe crossed the line, and in some cases were criminally charged as a result of some of the things they've done. We wanted all along to paint the full picture, and we were able to get footage up now that truly paints the picture of the office, which is by and large, you know, great people doing an incredibly difficult job in a very dangerous environment, and the video footage supports that. And it's not cherry-picked by any stretch. It's somewhat, unfortunately, average days to some of the people that work here.
And so I know, what area of the jail did you release first?
You know, the cases that we have up so far are just cases since May of this year, and they came out of Division 9 and Division 10. And we, you know, are going to put more video footage as up, and we're going to go backwards on some. But to just sort of put it in perspective, since basically about a year and a half ago, so going back about a year and a half, there's been over 160 different incidents where an officer was attacked by a detainee to the point where there's criminal charges brought against the detainee for aggravated battery to the officer. So unfortunately, whether it's, you know, physically striking an officer or throwing bodily fluids on them, that does occur here. It's relegated to certain parts of the jail where it happens more often, and we have numerous things we're doing to try to address that. But nonetheless, it's not only something that does occur, but the thing that I want people to make sure they take away from it is look at the professionalism that they're seeing from these officers. And it speaks volumes that having been struck by somebody, they calmly have gotten up, walked away, went and got other officers to put the person in handcuffs and get them out of there. But this notion that somehow there's out of control violence is just not the truth, that you have professionalism in these most outrageously difficult situations going on here.
And I know the media and people want to make a big deal about, you know, officers that abuse inmates or abuse the system or hurt people they're arresting. But I would imagine we see what you're showing much more than the flip side.
Yeah, I mean, all along our goal was to have a transparent place, a transparent jail that painted the true picture of what goes on there. And the true picture is that it is a difficult place to work. There's some areas of it that are more difficult than others with people who are very violent. They do lash out at us. And in spite of that, the professionalism is absolutely stunning. And in the cases where an officer has struck an detainee, those cases are so rare. It's so rare that there is these unprovoked ones, but when they are, we move quickly and we move decisively against that. But that we just want to reiterate to people, those are the anomalies. The vast majority of the people that work for us in this incredibly difficult environment do it with professionalism that I would challenge, you know, members of the public to ask themselves, if I was struck out of the blue by somebody like that, would I calmly just walk away or would I immediately start throwing punches as well? And when you see that play out like that, and it is the norm, you gain a respect for the people that work here on just how difficult it is and their professionalism, which should reinforce to people that the situations where you have law enforcement abusing some citizen or detainee are truly the anomalies. They do occur, and they're horrible, but that the norm is what you're seeing here, which is very professional folks in a difficult environment.
Do you have numbers for me, like, you know, how many officers have been attacked and how many,
well,
you know?
I can get you more detailed information, but definitely over the last year and a half, there's been 168, I believe, cases that have gone to the extent where the state's attorney's office has approved criminal charges against the detainee. So an outside observer has said this isn't just something where two people were butting up against each other or somebody had words. This is where somebody was struck or somebody had something thrown at them. So that, you know, that's pretty significant. Are there other situations where an officer will just say, you know, I don't want to go ahead with something, you know, I'm just doing my job and, you know, I want to get back to my shift? Yeah. So, I mean, this is just the ones that are charged. Are there other incidents? Yeah. And there's times where an officer will just say, you know, I just need to get back to my shift and keep going.
And are you the first judge in the the first jail in the country to do this?
You know, we're unaware of any other jail that's put any of these videos of any nature up. So, we're unaware of that, but it really given the environment we're in now, we thought it was more important than ever to show what the truth is, and what, you know, transparency is paramount to restore people's faith that, you know, that these are incredibly decent, good people working incredibly difficult jobs who play by the rules almost always. But, you know, when they make mistakes, we'll show those as well. We're not trying to in any way cherry pick or try to, you know, massage a message. This is the realities.
Great. Anything else you want to add we didn't cover?
No, Kim, this is perfect.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care. Bye-bye.